This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Clarence Jordan was a black minister that I became familiar with when we ministered in Georgia. I don't think he's still alive, but I knew that Clarence Jordan was a black minister in Americus, Georgia, the area where Jimmy Carter is from. He wrote a version of the New Testament called the Cotton Patch Version of the New Testament. Some of you may be familiar with it. Listen to what he says about judging in a church. Nothing will destroy a church fellowship more quickly than to have within that church a brother or sister who carries around with them a folding judgment seat, which makes it possible for him or her to pass judgment on anyone, anywhere, anytime. They go on the theory that they make themselves bigger by making someone else smaller. They have a high regard for their ability to analyze people and motives, and they're utterly incensed if one person seeks to reverse their judicial opinion. That can happen anywhere where people have a folding judgment seat. They put it out and say, I'm holding court, and I pass judgment on you, and I pass judgment on you, and I pass judgment on him, and I pass judgment on that person. And you perhaps have done that, or you've been on the receiving end of the folding judgment seat. James Hewitt is the minister from Saratoga, California, that I quoted last week. He says, my six-year-old son used one of those super adhesive glues on a toy airplane he was building. You remember putting those models together? In less than 3 minutes, his right index finger was bonded to a shiny blue wing of his DC-10. He tried to free it. He tugged at it. He pulled at it. He waved it frantically. But my son couldn't budge his index finger free from the wing of that plane. Soon we located a solvent that did the job and ended the crisis. Last night I remembered that scene when I visited a new family in our neighborhood. The father of the family introduced his children to me in this way. This is Pete. He's the clumsy one of the lot. Oh, there's Kathy coming in with mud on her shoes. She's the sloppy one. And as always, Mike's last. He would be late for his own funeral, I promise you. Listen to what James Hewitt says. That father did a thorough job of gluing his children to their faults and their mistakes. People do it to us and to those we love all the time. They remind us of our failures, our errors, our sins, and they won't let us live them down. Like my son frantically trying to free his finger from the airplane wing. There are people who try, sometimes desperately, to free themselves from their past. They'd love a chance to begin again. When we don't let people forget their past, when we won't forgive, we glue them to their mistakes and refuse to see them as something more than what they have done. That's an interesting statement. We refuse to see them as more than something they have done. I want to ask you a personal question. What sins have you glued to another person? Or what sins have people glued to you? And just like that boy trying to separate his finger from the wing of that airplane, you can't be separated. You are so identified with that sin in your family's eyes, and they won't let you forget it. I want to suggest that that's a sin. And like any other sin, that requires the forgiveness of Christ. We focus sometimes on the sins of other people that we sin in the process of passing judgment upon that sin. Remember that. Remember, it's possible to sin when you pass judgment on another person because of the sin that is sin in their life.
Well, this message on conflict, criticism, condemnation, and forgiveness concludes tomorrow on Cross Hope. I hope you'll tune in tomorrow to hear the last part of the message. Our website is crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.